Kafet Regional Districts, QRD, Planning Committee was provided an overview of the proposed 39-acre Nutka Ridge project, which seeks to develop a former golf course into an expansive residential development. At the February 9 Planning Committee meeting, Emily Ng from Trace Projects, representing the proponent Grasshopper Developments, said the appearance before the committee was to outline the simultaneous official community plan, OCP, and zoning amendment application to redesignate the subject property from commercial recreation and manufactured home park, allowing one dwelling unit per hectare, to multifamily residential, allowing up to 12 dwelling units per hectare. We are proposing a total of approximately 177 single-family, ground-oriented, compact rancher-style homes, spread over an area of approximately 39 acres, said Ng. It's to provide a form of housing that would provide a significant need for demographics currently underserved, such as seniors, empty nesters and perhaps even young families as well. We've heard from the neighbors and surrounding community about the concerns around higher density development, increased traffic levels and emergency accessibility. They are all very valid concerns. We intend to address those concerns by having qualified engineers complete a services capacity analysis and a traffic impact study. Ng said those findings will allow the proponents to have thoughtful design meetings with QRD and City of Powell River. Landscape architect David Stoiko then described the proposed development. He said the first phase, which has been approved, has started with the construction of some homes. What we are looking at is a larger change to the overall site to expand upon this concept and create a larger, more integrated neighborhood, said Stoiko. Electoral Area D Director Sandy McCormick asked what percentage of the proposed residences would be rentals. Ng said at this time, the owners of the development are still in discussions. She said she did not believe there were plans for rentals. McCormick said she is concerned because there is a housing needs report that calls for housing units, including rentals and affordable housing. I'm wondering how your project fits in with that scenario, asked McCormick. Ng said the proposed homes are compact, single-family homes and they are meant to be affordable in terms of purchase. Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne asked about the cost of the properties. That will help me understand the affordability aspect of it, said Gisborne. Mark Kaufman, one of the proponents, said the new homes being built are selling for $499,000. It's a manufactured home park, so they are not buying the land, said Kaufman. They buy the home and pay a monthly land lease fee. Gisborne said he heard that the Phase 1 development has a 55-plus restriction and asked if that was the case. Kaufman said it's 45-plus. Later in the planning committee meeting, regional directors considered a recommendation to the board that QRD receive the application for the OCP and zoning bylaw amendments for the parcel of land on Nutka Street. One condition was that the applicant contract a qualified professional to complete a services capacity analysis to determine viable water and sewer servicing restrictions to meet standards. A second condition was that a traffic impact study be conducted. The third condition was that the applicant host a public information session to present the proposed application following completion of the services capacity analysis and traffic impact study. Gisborne said the recommendations would take the developers time and money before QRD could go to the OCP and zoning bylaw amendments. This proposal is a 12-fold increase from what is currently allowed, said Gisborne. I see that to be in contradiction with the area BOCP and the Nutka Street building bylaw. In the end, I think I know what the public's response is going to be. I don't want to waste the developers' time with something that doesn't seem very likely to be successful. Radical change. Manager of Planning Services Laura Rodden said it is a radical change to the neighborhood, which is why staff made the recommendation that the planning committee had received. We think the information that would be gained through these two studies would address most of the concerns raised by residents, added Rodden. When the developer has the information and has the public information meeting, it can be a more fulsome discussion. It may turn out there is not a viable servicing approach to service 177 units. It may turn out the traffic impact is so great that it may not support an application for that many units. Until we have that information, we can't fully review this application. There is a need for housing and the opportunity and benefit to be gained by the QRD and the rezoning, at whatever density is possible and viable, could fill a need. McCormick said she supports the motion and that QRD was not being asked to approve the development. The results would inform the documents we would need to make a final decision, added McCormick. Electoral Area C Director and Board Chair Clay Brander said the committee cannot make decisions based on speculation. Without proper information, it would be incorrect to make a decision, added Brander. The committee voted to send the recommendations to the regional board, with Gisborne opposed.